Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. If you want uninterrupted episodes of the Elon Musk podcast, please go to clubelon.supercast.com to find out how. There's a link in the show notes.
Elon Musk has openly discussed his prescriptions for ketamine, asserting its positive impact on his mental health and, consequently, its benefits for his company's investors. And Musk emphasized the importance of consistent performance for his investors, suggesting that his medication plays a crucial role in maintaining his effectiveness. Now, this all happened because of a conversation with Don Lemon, formerly of CNN. Musk explained that his intermittent use of ketamine helps him manage what he terms chemical tides that can lead to depression-like symptoms. And this admission came during a YouTube-streamed interview highlighting Musk's transparency about his mental health management strategies recently. Now, concerns about Musk's drug use were previously reported by the Wall Street Journal, citing apprehensions among executives at Tesla and SpaceX. And Musk, however, countered these claims by highlighting his clean drug test records and advocated for the continuation of his current regimen on X. Now, following this interview with Lemon, Musk's media company, X, formerly Twitter, decided to terminate a planned collaboration with Lemon, and this decision abruptly ended what was intended to be the launch of Lemon's new talk show on X. The interview, which lasted just over an hour, saw Musk and Lemon engage in discussions on a variety of topics, including immigration politics, content moderation on social media, and Musk's personal experiences with depression and also ketamine use. Now, Musk went on to say that his social media platform is competitive in the environment, similar to player versus player video games, suggesting it's a space for robust engagement and debates between people. He related this to his own use of the platform for various types of posts, from humor and memes to significant discussions about world politics. And during the interview, Musk revealed his routine of late-night posting on X, stating he's almost always sober during these sessions, touched upon his lifestyle choices, including abstaining from alcohol, and his prescribed use of ketamine for managing his depressive states while he posts. Now, Musk's candid discussion about ketamine with Lemon raised some questions about privacy and medical ethics. As he noted, the personal nature of inquiries into one's medical prescriptions, and despite this, he provided insight into how ketamine helps him combat periods of negative mental health. And on a separate note, Musk mentioned an unplanned meeting with former President Donald Trump in Florida during the interview, describing it as a chance encounter. He recounted that the meeting was dominated by Trump's conversation without any significant topics discussed. Musk has remained neutral during political endorsements, specifically noting his current stance of not supporting Joe Biden while keeping open the possibility of endorsing a candidate later in the electoral process. In addressing the contentious issue of immigration and the great replacement theory, Musk clarified his disapproval of the racist ideology. However, he speculated on the potential impact of undocumented immigrants on U.S. elections through their inclusion in the census count, despite the lack of evidence supporting this claim. Now, Lemon countered Musk's immigration argument by pointing out that undocumented immigrants are ineligible to vote, thereby minimizing their direct influence on election outcomes. Musk's theory hinges on the increased congressional representation that could theoretically result from higher population counts in states with large immigration populations. Now, the interview illuminated Musk's multifaceted personality, from his innovative leadership in technology and space exploration with SpaceX to his personal health management and political viewpoints, and Musk's openness about his ketamine use shows that he's kind of into his own well-being and taking care of himself. Now, Musk's engagement with political and social issues, though, alongside his leadership roles, paints a picture of a CEO deeply involved in contemporary debates, extending his influence beyond the realms of business and technology. And the dialogue between Musk and Lemon, especially on topics like mental health and substance use, contributes to broader discussions about the responsibilities and the lifestyles of high-profile corporate leaders. Musk's perspectives offer kind of a glimpse into the challenges and considerations of leading major technological ventures. And the termination of the partnership between X and Don Lemon post-interview signals the unpredictable nature of Musk's decisions for his businesses. And he sometimes makes swift decisions based on interactions, evolving circumstances, and possibly even emotions. Now, Musk's personal health disclosures and his interactions with media figures and political personalities encapsulates the complexities of managing a public persona while steering some of the most innovative companies in the world. And his own disclosure of his ketamine use and its perceived benefits for his mental health and work performance has sparked discussions on his personal well-being and his professional obligations.
Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. And please take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll see you tomorrow.